Welcome to a new deep dive from AI Unraveled. This is the podcast created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada.
Hi, everyone.
If you're finding these deep dives useful, please do take a second to like and subscribe. It genuinely helps us reach more listeners like you.
It really does.
So today we're diving into the Google Cloud Professional Machine Learning Engineer certification, specifically looking ahead to 2025.
That's right. And our main source for this is Etienne Newman's excellent ebook, ACE, the Google Machine Learning Engineer Exam, 2025 edition.
Which, by the way, is available as both an ebook and an audiobook combo over at Jamgia Tech and also on Google Play. We'll pop the links in the show notes for you.
Definitely check it out.
Now, this PMLE certification, it's more than just, you know, a certificate. It's a real signal, isn't it? It shows you can actually apply ML on Google Cloud to fix real problems.
Exactly. It bridges that gap between just knowing the theory and actually implementing AI solutions.
Yeah.
And for you listening, our learner persona, if you want to get the key info quickly, but without missing the important stuff, well, this deep dive should be a good shortcut, hopefully with a few interesting insights along the way.
Yeah, and what's really striking is just why this certification is so relevant right now. I mean, we all know Google Cloud is huge.
Right, top-tier provider.
But the demand specifically for AI and ML skills, it's exploded. We're talking like over 100% jump in related job postings recently.
Wow, 100%.
Yeah, and the forecasts for ML engineers specifically in 2025 are incredibly strong. Companies aren't just talking AI. They're actively hiring people to build it.
Which is exactly where the certification comes in. It's like a badge telling employers, okay, this person gets GCP, they can build and deploy ML here.
Precisely.
And here's where it gets really interesting, I think. The 2025 update, the one that kicked in around October 2024, it really leans into where the industry is going.
Oh, absolutely. Big focus on MLOps.
Yeah.
You know, the whole engineering side of managing ML in production.
Mm.
And of course, generative AI.
Can't escape Gen AI now. And Etienne's book, ACE, the Google Machine Learning Engineer Exam 2025 edition, really digs into those updates, which is super helpful.
That focus is crucial. Think about it. Companies need engineers who can handle training these massive language models, make AI systems run efficiently, deal with ethics.
All the practical stuff.
All the practical complex stuff. And the updated exam covers exactly that. So for you, the listener, getting your head around this updated cert, maybe using resources like Etienne's book, puts you in a really strong position.
Okay, so let's break down the exam itself. What are the main areas it covers?
On domains.
Right. There are six key domains, and they're structured, I think, quite logically. They pretty much follow a mature MLOps lifecycle from start to finish.
Not just model building them.
Definitely not just model building. And the weighting tells a story, too. Look at serving and scaling models. That's about 20%. And automating and orchestrating ML pipelines is even more, around 22%.
22%. So that's a lot. It is. It shows the industry focus and Google's focus on ML engineers managing that whole production lifecycle. Getting models built is one thing. Running them reliably at scale is another.
That makes perfect sense. You build something cool, but can you make it work for millions of users without falling over?
Exactly. And Etienne's book really emphasizes these areas because they're so weighted.
Okay. What about the other domains? Still important, I assume.
Oh, for sure. You've got architecting low-code AI solutions. That's about 13%. This covers tools like BigQuery ML, you know, building models with SQL.
Handy if your data's already there.
Very handy. Plus using the pre-built APIs, foundation models from the Model Garden, Document AI, and also Vertex AI Agent Builder for ag applications, and AutoML, of course.
Right, the faster development options.
Then there's a domain on collaborating within and across teams, which highlights that ML isn't usually a solo effort.
Good point. Teamwork makes the dream work, even in AI.
Yeah. And then scaling prototypes into ML models, about 18%. This is all about the engineering rigor to make a prototype production ready. Evaluating Gen AI solutions falls in here too, which is new and important.
Okay. And the last one.
Monitoring AI solutions, around 13%. Crucial stuff. Watching for data drift, concept drift, model performance issues, responsible AI considerations, security, keeping the system healthy.
So it really covers the whole life cycle. And Etienne's book details all of these.
Yeah, it covers each domain thoroughly with examples and practice questions to solidify understanding.
Right. So the exam itself, what's it actually like taking it?
Okay, format-wise, it's mostly multiple choice and multiple select. That multiple select catches people out. You have to pick all the right answers, not just one.
Tricky. How long do you get?
2 hours, 120 minutes. for about 50 questions. So yeah, averages out to just over 2 minutes a question. You need to keep moving.
Pacing is key then.
Definitely. And again, practicing the format, maybe using the questions in Etienne's ACE, the Google Machine Learning Engineer exam book, really helps with that timing.
And the pass mark. Is it known?
Google doesn't publish an exact score, but the general feeling is it's around 70%. But honestly, you should aim higher. Give yourself some breathing room.
Makes sense. And logistics. Language. Cost.
Currently just in English. Standard cost is $200 USD. And once you pass, you're certified for 2 years. Then you need to recertify to keep it current.
2 years. Okay. How do you actually book it?
You register through a system called Web Assessor. And you've got two options for taking it. Remote proctoring.
From home.
Yeah, from home or your office. But you need to meet their tech setup rules, specific software, stable internet, that kind of thing. Or you can go to an official Criterion testing center.
Okay. Any top tips for prepping for the format?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Use the official sample questions from Google. They give you the best feel for the question style. And as mentioned, Etienne's book includes a full practice exam, which is invaluable for simulating the real thing.
Good advice. Now, we've mentioned Vertex AI quite a bit. It's obviously central. But the PMLE role isn't just Vertex AI, is it? It uses other GCP services.
Oh, absolutely not. Vertex AI is maybe the main platform, the workbench, but you need a whole toolbox of other GCP services to build a proper ML solution.
Okay, let's unpack this. What are some of the key ones?
Well, we touched on BigQuery ML building models with SQL and BigQuery, super useful. Then there's cloud storage. Foundation.
For storing pretty much everything. Data, models, logs.
Pretty much everything, yeah. Scalable, durable object storage. Then for processing that data, especially large volumes, you have Dataflow.
For ETL pipelines and stuff?
Exactly. Stream and batch processing. For smaller event-driven tasks, maybe triggering something when new data lands, Cloud Functions is your serverless option.
Right. Lightweight compute.
And you absolutely need cloud logging and cloud monitoring. Centralized logs, performance dashboards, yeah. Alerting... vital for operations.
Makes sense. Anything else stand out?
Yeah, a few more. For using pre-trained models directly, you have things like the Cloud Natural Language API or the Document AI API.
So you don't have to build everything from scratch.
Correct. PubSub is key for asynchronous messaging, great for streaming data pipelines. Artifact Registry is where you store your container images and packages, crucial for CI/CD.
CI/CD. So Cloud Build fits in there too.
Exactly. Cloud Build is Google's managed CI/CD service. You use it to automate building, testing, deploying your ML workflows. Understanding how all these pieces fit together is core to the PMLE role. And you guessed it, it's covered well in ACE, the Google Machine Learning Engineer Exam 2025 edition.
It really is an ecosystem. Okay, let's switch gears slightly. Foundational ML concepts. Supervised and unsupervised learning on GCP. Can you give us a quick refresher?
Sure. So supervised learning, that's where you train your model with labeled data. You have inputs and you have the known correct outputs or answers.
Like teaching it by example.
Precisely. The model learns the mapping. Common tasks are classification predicting categories like spam or not spam for emails or identifying objects and images.
Okay.
And regression predicting continuous values like forecasting sales figures or estimating house prices.
And how does GCP support supervised learning?
Several ways. Vertex AI AutoML is great for rapid development with minimal code. Vertex AI custom training gives you full control. Bring your own TensorFlow, PyTorch code, whatever. And BigQuery ML lets you train models directly using SQL.
Right, and evaluating these models.
Key metrics. For classification, things like accuracy, precision, recall, F1 score, looking at the confusion matrix.
Uh-huh.
For regression, mean squared error, MSE, mean absolute error, MAE, R squared. Etienne's book explains these clearly.
Got it. And unsupervised, no labels there.
Correct. Unsupervised learning is about finding patterns in unlabeled data, discovering structure. Two main types are clustering.
Grouping similar things together.
Exactly. Grouping similar data points.
Mm-hmm.
And dimensionality reduction, simplifying the data by reducing the number of features while keeping the important information.
How's that done on GCP?
For clustering, you can use Vertex AI's built-in capabilities or BigQuery ML. For dimensionality reduction, techniques like autoencoders are available in BigQuery ML, or you can implement various methods using Vertex AI custom training.
So knowing when to use supervised versus unsupervised and how to use the GCP tools for each is important for the exam.
Absolutely fundamental. It's a core expectation. And again, Etienne's book offers good guidance and examples here.
Okay, moving to the more complex stuff, deep learning and this wave of generative AI. How does GCP fit in?
Deep learning using those multi-layered neural networks has been a game changer, especially for vision and language tasks.
CNNs and RNNs.
Yep. Convolutional neural networks, CNNs, are brilliant for images classification, object detection. Recurrent neural networks, RNNs, were traditionally used for sequences like text or time series.
But transformers kind of took over for language, right?
They really did. Transformers, with their self-attention mechanism, are amazing at understanding context in sequences. This led to models like PERT from Google, great for understanding.
You're understanding the meaning.
Right. And models like GPT from OpenAI, famous for generating text.
And can you use these powerful models on GCP?
Oh, yeah. Vertex AI Model Garden is the place to go. It has loads of pre-trained models, including Google's own powerful ones like Gemini, plus many popular open source models.
So you can start with something already trained.
Exactly. Use them directly or fine-tune them on your specific data using Vertex AI custom training for better performance on your task.
Which brings us to generative AI, creating new stuff.
Right. Creating text, images, code. And a key technique everyone's talking about is RBRAID retrieval augmented generation.
RBRAID. Okay. How does that work, basically?
You take your own documents or data, break it down, turn it into numerical representations called embeddings.
Using something like Vertex AI vector search.
Exactly. You index those embeddings, and when a user asks a question, you retrieve the most relevant pieces of your data based on the embeddings. Then you feed that retrieved context along with the original question to a large language model.
Ah, so the model's answer is grounded in your specific information.
Precisely. It makes the answers much more accurate and relevant to your context. Vertex AI Agent Builder is a really powerful tool designed to help you build these RAG applications more easily.
And fine-tuning is also an option.
Yep. Fine-tuning is about taking a foundation model and further training it on your own labeled dataset to specialize it for a particular task.
So being able to use, customize, maybe fine-tune, and definitely ground these foundation models with tools like RG on Vertex AI, that's critical for the 2025 PMLE.
Absolutely critical. It's a major focus. And Etienne covers these Gen AI aspects, including RG and fine-tuning with Vertex AI, extensively in the 2025 edition of his ebook.
Makes sense. It feels like we keep coming back to this idea of making ML work reliably in the real world, which brings us back to MLOps again. How does GCP enable solid MLOps practices?
MLOps is really about merging ML development with IT operations, applying those robust InOps principles, automation, CI/CD, monitoring to the entire ML lifecycle.
To make it reliable and efficient.
Exactly. Key ideas are automate everything you can. Continuously train models as new data comes in. Use continuous integration and continuous delivery deployment for smooth updates. Version everything, your code, your data, your models.
Vertex AI model registry helps there, right?
Big time. For tracking model versions, parameters, metrics. Also, continuous monitoring using Vertex AI model monitoring is essential to catch problems like drift or performance degradation, plus fostering collaboration and ensuring reproducibility.
And the tools on GCP for orchestrating this.
Vertex AI pipelines is central. It lets you define and run your end-to-end ML workflows, supporting frameworks like Kubeflow pipelines and TFX.
And for the CI/CD part, building and deploying.
You leverage Cloud Build and Artifact Registry. The typical flow is a code change triggers Cloud Build, which builds, tests, and maybe creates a container image. That image gets pushed to Artifact Registry. Then that can trigger a Vertex AI pipeline to deploy the new model or retrain.
So it's an automated flow.
That's the goal. And for monitoring, Vertex AI model monitoring watches for training serving skew differences between training data and live data and prediction drift. Vertex AI Model Registry helps manage all your deployed models. Understanding this MLOps tooling on GCP is non-negotiable for the PMLE. Etienne's book provides practical walkthroughs.
Okay, this is super helpful. Let's talk about study strategy. If someone listening is aiming for the cert, how should they prepare?
First things first, make a plan. A realistic study schedule with milestones. Then really lean on the official Google Cloud resources.
Like the exam guide.
Definitely the exam guide. It tells you what's covered. Google Cloud Skills Boost has great learning paths and hands-on labs specifically for the ML engineer role. Don't forget the official documentation for deep dives and those official sample questions we mentioned.
What about other platforms? Coursera, Udemy?
It'd be really useful, absolutely. Lots of good courses on Coursera, Udacity, Udemy. Just be careful, make sure the content is up to date for the 2025 exam objectives. Check that it covers MLOps and Gen AI properly.
Good point. Things change fast.
They do. And don't underestimate the community. Google Cloud community forums, Reddit groups, blogs. You get practical tips and understand the Google way of approaching problems. And of course, a dedicated resource like Ace the Google Machine Learning Engineer Exam, 2025 edition, pulls everything together specifically for the exam.
And hands-on seems essential.
Non-negotiable. You have to build things.
Mm-hmm.
Pick projects aligned with the exam domains, image classification, maybe some forecasting, sentiment analysis. Try building a simple REG system. Work with tabular data.
Actually, implement them on Vertex AI.
Yes. Set up a project. Prep data. Train a model. Evaluate it. Deploy it. Build a pipeline. Maybe hook up CI/CD with Cloud Build. Set up monitoring. Document it. Put it in a portfolio.
And mock exams.
Critical. Use the official samples, look for practice tests on places like Udemy, and definitely use the practice exam in Etienne's book. They help you find your weak spots, get used to the question types, manage your time, and build confidence.
How should you use them?
Try to simulate exam conditions. Time yourself.
Right.
Afterwards, don't just look at the score, analyze why you got questions wrong. Target those weak areas in your study.
Great advice. Any final tips for exam day itself?
Yeah, have a checklist. Especially if testing remotely, check your setup beforehand. If on-site, know where you're going. During the exam, read questions carefully. Watch out for those multiple selects. Use process of elimination. Try to think the Google way scalable. Manage services first. And just try to stay calm and focused.
Excellent strategy. So, wrapping up this part, the Google Cloud PMLE cert is clearly valuable. It shows practical GCP ML skills, and the 2025 update really hones in on MLOps, Gen AI, and using the whole GCP toolbox effectively.
Right, and success comes down to strategic prep, lots of hands-on practice, and using good resources like Etienne Newman's ACE, the Google Machine Learning Engineer Exam, 2025 edition.
Okay, so what happens after you get the certification? How does it help your career?
Well, it opens doors, roles like ML engineer, obviously, but also senior ML engineer, potentially data scientist roles with an engineering focus, AI researcher, AI specialist or consultant, even AI product manager roles value this kind of practical knowledge.
Does it translate into job offers or promotions?
It definitely can. It's a strong differentiator. It helps in salary negotiations, too. Knowing the benchmarks for certified ML engineers in your region is useful there. Salaries are generally quite competitive.
But the learning doesn't stop with the exam, right? This field moves so fast.
Oh, absolutely not. Passing the exam is a milestone, not the finish line. Continuous learning is essential in ML.
Yeah.
You need to stay current.
How do you recommend doing that?
Follow key journals like JMLR or TMLR. And specifically for GCP, follow the official Google Cloud blog and release notes. They're always launching new features and services.
Makes sense. What about networking?
Crucial. Engage with the ML community. Go to meetups, virtual or in person. Join online communities. Maybe contribute to open source projects. Share what you learn. Building that network is incredibly valuable long term.
Looking ahead, what's the future of ML on Google Cloud seem to be?
I think we'll see even more integration between services, making workflows smoother. Continued rapid advancements in generative AI are a given, with more powerful foundation models and better tools for customization like ARAG. MLOps tooling will likely get even more sophisticated, and the emphasis on responsible AI, fairness, explainability, security will only grow stronger.
It's certainly a dynamic space. Okay, let's try to summarize the key takeaways from this deep dive.
Sure. The Google Cloud PMLE certification is a really valuable credential. It proves you have practical skills in applying ML on GCP.
And the 2025 update is important, heavily focusing on MLOps, generative AI, and responsible AI reflecting real industry needs.
Exactly. Preparation needs to be strategic, involving official resources, hands-on projects, mock exams. And resources like Etienne's book can really guide that process.
And finally, getting certified is great, but continuous learning and community engagement are key for long-term career success in this field.
Well said. Which leads to maybe a final thought for you, the listener. Given how fast AI and cloud tech are moving, what specific area within MLOps or perhaps generative AI on GCP do you personally find most exciting or compelling to explore further after hearing all this?
Something to think about. And if you found this overview helpful and you do want to dive much deeper into preparing for the Google Machine Learning Engineer Exam,
definitely check out the book.
Yes, remember to check out ACE, the Google Machine Learning Engineer Exam 2025 edition by Etienne Newman. It's available as that ebook or audiobook combo at GemGetTech and Google Play. Links are, as always, in the show notes.
This deep dive really just gave you a taste of what's inside.
It did. So until our next deep dive on AI Unraveled, keep exploring.